Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this radio station and listening to more of the good stuff. Mike and Kim along with you here. Out of Allentown, Nebraska is our home base. Hopefully, you'll come visit us here. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to check out all the things we have to do, whether it's an outdoor activity, a visit to museums, whatever it might be in store for you and your family, a nice getaway to North Central Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.com.
Make sure you stop in and say hi. We'd love to visit with you. Are you ready to dive into the heart of American agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching with Tri-State Livestock News? Revel in the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers. Explore reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Go to TSLN.com to get your subscription coming weekly.
All right. Well, Kim, what are you going to start things off with today?
Around the Corner by Henson Town. Around the corner, I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet days go by and weeks rush on, and before I know it, a year is gone. And I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell. And he rang mine. We were younger then, and now we are busy, tired men. Tired from playing the foolish game, tired of trying to make a name. Tomorrow, I say, I will call Jim, just to show that I'm thinking of him. But tomorrow comes and tomorrow goes, and the distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away, here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. It's called Around the Corner by Henson Town.
Well, that's kind of odd because you picked that one out, and I picked out one called Trouble in the Amen Corner.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're going to talk about corners today, I guess.
I guess so.
This is by Archie Campbell. You might remember that name. It was a stylish congregation. You could see that they'd been around, and they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen Corner of that church sat Brother Iyer, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken, age had touched his vocal cords, and nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered that the church was told in fine that Brother Iyer must stop singing, or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four, and they got in their big fine car and drove up to Iyer's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair, the summer's golden sunbeams laying upon his snow-white hair. Said one, "We're here, dear brother, with the vestry's appropriation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now, it seems your voice is interfering with the choir. So, if you'll just lay out, or are you listening, Brother Iyer?" The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear, and on his furrowed cheek they caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silky snow, and he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. "I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet is that far-off heavenly temple where my master and I shall meet. Yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out from singing in heaven's choir." A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went back to town, but Brother Iyer was gone. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not, and the choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. Far away, his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desires. But there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs. Trouble in the Amen Corner today by Archie Campbell.
Archie Campbell from
Hee-Haw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a little perspective to it.
What else do you have for us?
I have some inspirational posters for the cubicle area.
The cubicle area.
Yes. Okay. So if you work out of a cube or maybe even an office, these might be of interest. A person who smiles in the face of adversity probably has a scapegoat.
Most likely.
You want to share these with me?
I can do that.
All right.
Plagiarism saves time. Remember that.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great poster. If at first you don't succeed, try management. Ouch.
Never put off until tomorrow what you can avoid altogether.
Oh, teamwork means never having to take all the blame yourself.
True. And the beatings will continue until morale improves. I like that one.
That'd be a great poster.
If you have something to share on the good stuff, please send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We always appreciate new material. And keep listening for the good stuff.